Mary Louise Holt is an artist specializing in portraits and narrative paintings that bring together landscape, human figures, and animal wildlife. She has created special paintings for an exhibition at Cincinnati Museum Center entitled In the Tradition of Audubon, opening September 12th. Welcome, Mary Louise.
Thank you so much.
How did you develop an interest in narrative painting, and can you describe more accurately what it is?
I am very interested in the natural history of the eastern half of the United States, particularly the wildlife, the way the landscape looked back before European settlement, and also the indigenous people that were here. So my depictions tie together the Native Americans, their interactions with the wildlife and the landscape.
How do you go about doing your research for these paintings?
Well, I have read a lot of the journals of the early settlers, missionaries, explorers. That's been a wealth of information. The Museum Center has a wonderful facility called the Geyer Research and Collection Center, and I can go there and talk to the experts, you know, the archaeologists and anthropologists, and get information. I've also, over the years, gone to a lot of reenactments. There's a lot of Native American reenactments around our region during the spring and summer and fall months. And you can go there, and the reenactors oftentimes are Native Americans themselves, descendants, and they go out of their way to make sure that their accoutrements and their clothing is historically accurate. So it's a great way for me to get visual information and references for my work.
And what are some of your latest works depicting in terms of narrative painting?
Well, one that I will have that will depict Native Americans is called The Gathering. It depicts a Fort Ancient woman. That was the name of the Native Americans that were here between 1400 and 1700. She's with her daughter, and she's in a little pond gathering water. And two Carolina parakeets are soaring overhead, and the little girl is looking up and seeing them soar overhead. The Carolina parakeets are now extinct, but back then they were everywhere around here. They were the only parakeet native to North America, and they were spectacularly beautiful with lots of bright colors. And it makes for a very compelling image. So that will be in the exhibit, as well as two other paintings of John and Lucy Audubon.
Well, tell us a bit about the exhibition at Cincinnati Museum Center. It's called In the Tradition of Audubon, and it is not only Audubon, but the many artists, including you, that he's had an influence on.
Oh, absolutely. And he's had a big influence on me, as well as many others. The Cincinnati Museum Center is going to be celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Museum of Natural History and Science. It was founded in 1818 as the Western History Society. Its doors opened in 1820, and John James Audubon himself was the first employee. It's the second oldest scientific institution in the country. It's a celebration of their first employee, John James Audubon, and it's also a celebration of our own John Ruthven, local artist here who is considered the 20th century Audubon. Anybody who's familiar with John knows that he's made tremendous contributions, not only through his images to instruct and let us know how beautiful the American wildlife is, as John J. Audubon did, but he's also contributed a lot to Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Museum Center and to all kinds of conservation efforts around the area.
Who are some of the other artists who are going to be included?
There's going to be almost 100 artists from around the nation and beyond who will be participating in this. They're all wildlife and nature artists. Some of the big names are John Banovich, John Siri Lester, and Robert Bateman, and many, many others of renown will be participating. Every artist will have three paintings in it. And just like John J. Audubon and our own John Ruthven, These artists are passionate about conservation, as I am. So they not only create images of the wildlife and nature that exists today and has in the past, but they are also avid conservationists and are passionate about what they do. So those will be the artists that will be exhibiting.
Are there special programs that will be associated with this exhibition?
Not that I know of, but the first night, September 12th, there will be a huge dinner to celebrate John Ruthven as the Cincinnati treasure. It will be an 800 sit-down dinner in honor of John.
Tell me about the portraits that will be included in this exhibition.
Well, also included, my two entries are going to be two paintings, one of John James Audubon himself and one of Lucy Audubon, his wife. They are a set. The one of John James Audubon is a full figure painting where he's leaning against a giant beech tree overlooking the Ohio River, and above his head is a massive flock of passenger pigeons. In his journals, he wrote that these passenger pigeons that are now extinct, at the time, there were literally billions of them. They were considered the most numerous birds on the planet. And he writes in his journals that sometimes it would take 3 days for a migrating flock to pass overhead, and it would block out the sun as if an eclipse. It was just an astounding sight. So I have the migrating flock, and at his feet is his dog Dash, who was his retriever. Audubon sometimes would say amusingly that Dash was one of the main contributors to the birds of America. And then the other painting is of Lucy Audubon, his wife. As a woman, I think it's important to give her recognition because their life together, their marriage, they were together for their lifetimes, and Lucy supported him completely. And it can be said that if it were not for Lucy, the great Elephant Folio book that Audubon created would never have happened. She not only raised their children while he was out in the wilderness for long periods of time, but she also was a very well-educated woman, and she was one of the few women who actually was able to work and support her family. She actually founded a school. She was a teacher, and that's how she supported the family so that Audubon could go out in the wilderness and do his thing.
It sounds like a wonderful exhibition, and your work sounds like it will be a very exciting part of it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Mary Louise Holt's recent work is part of In the Tradition of Audubon, an exhibition opening September 12th at Cincinnati Museum Center. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.